Okay, new singing segment. I'll be interviewing singer and songwriter Sharon Bernard about her new single Prey. Sharon, who is also the co-owner of Bagamoya Wildlife Estate, has always had a passion for music, but it was during lockdown when the mother of four finally had time to write and create music. Prey, the third single by Sharon, came to her in a dream and is about having unconditional faith in God's plan for our lives. Welcome to the show, Sharon. How are you today?
Hi, Kanyo. I am doing great. Thank you for asking. I already had a day with feeding animals, driving the kids, training, and with clients. So I'm happy to be alive and I'm happy to be on your show today. Thank you so much for having me.
Can you please tell us a little bit more about where your passion for music started?
I think my passion for music started at a very young age. I grew up on a farm in a very small town, and those days you only listened to the radio. You know, the small ones with the batteries and the antenna. In Afrikaans, we called it the draadloos. And if you were lucky in those years, you had a Wi-Fi with a cassette player. And then later on, when I was in high school, I had a CD player. And my mom would always bring me tapes and CDs when she went to the city, usually Bloemfontein, once in 2 months. And when she came back, she would always smuggle in CDs and tapes because my father was very strict with what the money was spent on. He was the typical farmer, you know, you work carefully with money, it's not a luxury. So I loved listening to music, and I very carefully always put in my requests with my mom for what music she must buy for me. And I had piano lessons since I was 6 years old. I sang in the choir all through primary and high school. But I think my passion for music bloomed when I took music as a subject in high school. And when we had all the opportunities that my music teacher gave us, there were shows. She taught us a love for different kinds of music, classical, rock, opera, you name it. We listened and learned about everything, and she always gave me opportunities to sing and to express myself through my music.
Okay, can you please tell us more about your single Prey and how the idea for this song came about?
Kanyo, there wasn't really an idea with Prey. I dreamt one night that I was performing the song word for word with the music and all. I must tell you, I dream a lot, and I often dream that I'm performing in front of thousands of people. So I'm quite tired when I wake up. And I know that the song, actually, I think it was scripture, it is scripture, was given to me during a specific time, as I myself went through a tough time making certain decisions in my life, having trouble with my health due to the fact that I was diagnosed with a tumor in my throat, as well as the fact that I was very involved with young people. And I realized then, through a period, how easily people, including me, can feel hopeless or feel tired, and how difficult it sometimes is for us to make important decisions, because our decisions also affect the people around us, not only us. Sometimes many people's lives are affected by one decision that we make. So there's a lot of pressure on us, on ourselves. We put a lot of pressure on ourselves to always try to be perfect and to do everything for other people, especially as moms. We are on our knees 24/7 praying for our kids to be healthy and happy and for life to treat them with kindness and for them to make the right decisions at the end of the day. But we cannot control everything. No human can. And I walk in faith my whole life. Certain things we cannot be in control of. So we need to walk in faith and pray, and we need to know that God will go before us and everything will be as it must. Everything will be okay. So Pray was given to me to send out a message of hope and a message of you will be okay. Just pray and walk in faith.
What message would you like the listeners to take from Pray?
The message Pray sends out, I think, is a message of hope. The past 2 years have been challenging for everyone. In so many facets, it's too many to even name all of them. But it brought us to our knees, and it brought us back to realizing what is important in life. It's not how you look or how perfect you are or how good you can do something. Because once our freedom is taken away, and once you cannot work to earn money or run a race or perform your talent or even be healthy, You only have the people God put in your life, and you have your faith. And you have hope. Hope for living, hope that you will get through things, hope to see the sun shine for another day, hope that things will be better and things will get better. So the message is to know that we are in charge of our own lives through the decisions that we make. And if we ask God to help us make the right decisions, He will definitely walk in front of us and He will show us the way.
Where can listeners go to hear your new song?
Listeners can go to all music platforms, iTunes, Deezer, Spotify, Amazon, YouTube. I think it's streamed on about 135 music platforms worldwide. I am on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. And you can follow me if you want to stay up to date on what I do and what we do at our facilities and the new songs that I write and also shows coming up.
What future plans do you have for your music?
Tanya, I have so many plans for my music. I think the main purpose is to touch people's lives with my music. I believe that music is a language, and at the end of the day, we can all relate to music. Everyone in the world experience life, all that life has to give, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We all go through the same things, only in different times in our lives. So we can relate, because music tells our story. Every artist writes his music to tell a story, and somehow we can relate. All of us can relate to that. So I want to speak the language of music to people whose lives I can change through it. I've always dreamt of performing in theaters, creating good music and meaningful words that mean something. And at the end of the day, just to touch people's lives with it.
I seriously want to listen to this song. I mentioned in your bio that you're also the co-owner of Baramoya Wildlife Estate. Can you tell us more about this and why you run the estate?
We started Bagamoya about 20 years ago. It was a cow farm with only the land then. But we confiscated a young lion from the zoo due to the fact that they wanted to put him out because he was sick. A lot of factors with that, malnutrition, etc., etc., but that's a long story. So we took the lion and we sent it to Honest to Poet in Pretoria, where they treated him. We got him back about 5 months later. And then we decided to start a breeding program focusing specifically on the pure gene pools of lions at that stage. And as the years went by, we built up a sanctuary for all big cats and many other animals, from birds from all over the world, hippopotamus, camel, buck species, basically everything you can think of. We have a deep passion and a deep love for animals. I've always been in charge of the animals, raising them, feeding them, looking after them, seeing that their camps are big enough and everything is safe and secure. It's a family business and we built everything up from scratch. When we bought the place, there was really nothing, no buildings, only a small house. So later on, we decided to build a restaurant for people to come and see the animals and enjoy nature. Everything evolved, and now we have a church, accommodation, a restaurant, and we're also putting up multiple sport facilities to provide facilities for children who cannot afford extra training or who have the opportunities other kids have, who don't have the opportunities other kids have. So there's a lot in the pipeline for me and a lot of dreams, many dreams.
Today our theme is 2022, a brand new you, where we are talking about new beginnings. What words of motivation do you have for the children listening about reaching the goals when they are trying something new?
My advice and my motivation to young people would definitely be, never be scared to do something new or try something. There's absolutely nothing in life that we cannot do. We are all able. God made us all able to do anything if we put our minds to it and if we put in the hard work. Believe in yourself and stay true to yourself. Always be humble and always be thankful in everything you take on, even for the small things, because without the small things in life, there wouldn't be big things. And I think always do the right thing, even if it costs you unpopularity, or even if you are the only one standing up to do or say the right thing. I believe good always wins over bad. Sometimes it takes time, but good always wins. Life sometimes challenges us in the worst ways possible, but it's only because it makes us stronger and it gives us opportunities to work harder and have a better attitude and to be thankful and to stay humble. So never give up and never lose hope.
Thank you for that wonderful advice. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Yes, I always have more to say, Kanyo. I like to talk. I only want to say thank you for the opportunity to talk with you today, as well as for the people who listen. Without people in our lives, we cannot really live. We carry each other, we support each other, and we look out for each other. We let the sun shine over each other. So I want to close by saying thank you to everyone who listens and everyone who supports. It makes life worthwhile. Have a good day and thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me interview.